taking place. Have you ever been told what's the percentage that the state wants to retain? Thank you, MP Carlos Pereira. You have 3 minutes. Thank you, sir. Now, about NAV, I would like to ask you the following. You already said before that you coordinated the whole process. I mean, your words for the dismissal of Alexandre Reis. Now, about NAV, in this coordination and all that articulation, is there any the agreement that was established and the appointment to NAV, was there any relationship between her leaving TAP and going to NAV when she left TAP? Another question, taking stock here, some facts have been clarified. The first one is that the Secretary of State for Infrastructure resigned because he understood he was not acting as he should. The Minister of Infrastructure also resigned, assuming his responsibilities, because he also deemed he had not acted as he should have. TAP waived the collaboration of those of SRS lawyers because they were not up to the challenge. Alexandre Reis, after learning about the IGF report, said publicly that she would give back this the compensation that she was not due. Now, all these people assume their responsibilities. The CEO of TAP that was involved in the whole process to the bone, if you allow me, you assume no responsibilities in this process. Could you comment this? Another thing I'd like to say concerns the talks you had with ministers before the press conference in which you were dismissed. Now, the question is, before this press conference, did you have a meeting with the Minister of Infrastructures where he informed you that you were about to be dismissed? Did you have a meeting with the Minister of Infrastructures, a meeting before the press conference where he told you you were to be dismissed? And one last question, something very relevant, that is the board. MP Mariana Mortago already mentioned the Airbus funds and the purchase of aircraft and some audits that have the management has ordered. Now, the question is clear. In that operation, for the purchase of 53 aircraft turning down other 12, A350, there is a sanction, a penalty. If TAP, one of those 53, TAP will be penalized. And it was clear that those planes were bought abroad above private market price. So will this have an impact or not in the restructuring plan? Sorry, Mr. No, Paulo Muniz. Thank you, Chair, Madam. The first question is, have you ever heard or learned about communication difficulties between the Minister of Infrastructures and the Minister of Finance, João Leão? Could you detail what is this about the discomfort in the talk you said you had with Minister Nuno Santos when Alexandre Reis went to NAV? What caused you this discomfort and what was the reaction of the minister, Pedro Nuno Santos? Finally, I would like to ask you if throughout this interaction with the Ministry of Finance and Secretary of State of Finance, Ministry of Infrastructures and such, be it in the finance or Miguel Cruz, feeling did you get from the level of knowledge they had about engineer Alexandre Reis? Thank you, sir, madam. Microphone. Sorry, I didn't have your name in my list, but all MPs know that according to the legal regime of parliamentary inquiries, all MPs can ask questions. You don't have to react like that. But when that happens, and for the, so that there are no doubts, could you please calmly, in polite manner, tell the chair that you want to take the floor? If you're just taking my vision for granted, I may miss someone. I thought the previous MP was the last one. And I wanted to avoid two MPs from the same group to speak one after the other. So, MP Paulo Ruiz Oliveira, it's a great pleasure I give you the floor. So before start cutting the time, when you said that we were going to close, I was the first one to raise my arm. And when the other one started to talk, I raised my arm again. My bad. Please go ahead. You have 3 minutes. When's, can I start from zero or I start with 1 minute and four? Thank you. So, good evening, madam. Good evening. Two comments and one question. The first comment is, I believe you are aware that PSD has always been very critical about the renationalization of TAP and how the Portuguese poured more than 3 billion euros there, but he never thought it would be that bad. We are now in the third hearing, and on this third hearing, I have already found about 10 people that lied or used semantics people whose thought has evolved. Now, madam, the Executive Commission lied to the CMVM about the departure of Alexandre Reis. Alexandre Reis allowed for a lie in the communication that was sent to CMVM, saying that it was a personal reason when she knew it was not a personal reason. The CFO also had an evolution in thought, and from knowing nothing to knowing something, it took 10 minutes. IGF, to justify its non-hearing, said it was a language issue. Madam, I don't know what they call this. Maybe it's evolution again, evolution in thought. The Secretary of State, Hugo Mendes, lied so much that he had to make two statements, one to correct the other. Minister Hugo Santos also lied. He lied clearly. And Minister Galamba even lied to me, saying that he had never been, or the public publicization of accounts had never been asked for. So, to start, this is a bit frightening. Now, second comment, madam. The minister with the top responsibility in Portugal, the Minister of Finance, a minister that is accused often, namely by the PSD, to be a minister who never sees, never saw or knows anything. Now, this time he had in his hands a report of IGF. They called you on a Sunday, and this minister, according to your words, didn't even tell you you were about to be dismissed. He didn't even have not so straightforward enough to tell you, I and I, that you were to be dismissed. He did something even worse. He asked you to resign. Where I come from, this is called cowardice. Now, madam, the Prime Minister some month ago said he wanted to conclude the process, the privatization process in 1 year. Now, after all this time, That is obvious it will not take place. Now, based on the knowledge you have, based on your experience, do you understand that the government, one, is fulfilling the framework law for privatizations, and two, will the privatization be concluded by the end of the year? Madam, we thank you if you can give an answer to these eight questions, more than that, to eight interventions. You have the time you need to share with us your answer to all these questions. Please.
Com licença, há mais de 8 perguntas. Com começando pelo princípio, o processo e os próximos passos. O plano de reestruturação está a decorrer. Eu penso que este processo pode ter impacto, mas o futuro dirá. Ainda não decidimos os próximos passos. A única coisa que posso dizer à lei de resposta é que foi um bode expiatório por razões políticas, que é no fundo a súmula deste processo. Nenhum ministro me pediu sigilo. Em nenhuma altura. Quanto à questão da exclusividade, eu assinei um contrato, revisto por advogado, e eu esperava que este acordo fosse juridicamente válido. Se tenho a aprovação do governo, acho que devo cumprir a lei. Eu não penso que seja aceitável comentários de que eu não quis saber do setor de gestor público. Quando diz não queria saber, parece quer dizer que eu não estava interessado ou não prestei atenção. Não é o caso. Eu sabia que havia uma dimensão do gestor público, porque quando entrei para a TAP, disseram-me enviar uma lista dos meus ativos em todo lado, divulgar tudo, e portanto houve alguma informação sobre isto, mas se calhar não foi tão aprofundada quanto devia ter sido. Eu sabia, tinha noção de alguma dimensão do que se aplicava a mim, mas se calhar não tudo. O governo queria que a companhia fosse bem gerida numa área, num negócio que é muito competitivo. E a prova é que esta história é complicada, mas a empresa foi gerida de forma a dar bons resultados e é que conseguimos ter a dissipar resultados. Quanto à secretária do Tesouro, secretária do Tesouro, eu não tive qualquer contacto com ela. Tivemos uma vez contacto, aliás. Houve uma call com a Comissão Europeia e ela esteve presente, como seria de esperar, mas não participou. Houve reuniões quando ela foi nomeada, mas decorreram exclusivamente com o Presidente, sozinho, ou com o CFO e o Presidente e algumas pessoas da área financeira. Eu não estive com ela em pessoa desde o momento em que foi nomeada na Secretaria de Estado do Tesouro. Quanto à Evercore, só se pode analisar o valor da proposta inicial. Depois disso, houve mais discussões para chegar a um valor competitivo. Foi a recomendação da administração, o renegociar, que foi o que nós fizemos, mas o valor final será revelado se eventualmente for assinado o contrato. Havia outras propostas em cima da mesa, e deixem-me recordar-vos que, aliás, uma proposta, não, a outra proposta não cumpria um critério que era importante. Isto não foi uma escolha da CEO, se virem as atas, foi uma recomendação da Comissão Executiva. Nós estávamos verdadeiramente concentrados em ter empresas que fossem completamente independentes de qualquer transação anterior. Porquê? Porque com o historial da TAP, nós pensámos que podia ser não só o principal, mas um dos principais critérios para a escolha de uma empresa neste tipo de processo. Eu não desconheço qualquer pagamento à Evercore. Quanto às perguntas que foram feitas em relação a todo o processo de Alexandre Reis, falava-se na reorganização do Comitê Executivo e houve uma proposta para fazer uma alteração na organização. Eu sugeri isto ao Ministro a 4 de janeiro, a 4 de janeiro, foi quando o processo arrancou. Fiquei confusa com a história Férias, porque eu falei com o CFO sobre as férias, mas não era para lhe perguntar por causa das férias.